Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Showers. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Rain. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Showers. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Rain. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Showers. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Alpha, Alpha, Zero, Hotel, Papa, Mobile, listening.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Alpha, Alpha, Zero, Hotel, Papa, Mobile, listening. Alpha, Alpha, Zero, Hotel, Papa, Mobile, listening.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
Alpha, Alpha, Zero, Hotel, Papa, Mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KUCA, YVF, mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KUCA, YVF, mobile. KUCA, YVF, mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Test 1-2, TWSWR.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. If anyone is out there would like to do a pre-net check-in, I'll take pre-net check-ins at this time. Once again, it's KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF.
Okay, got you on. Any other pre-net check-ins for our net?
KDA-DAZ, mini burst, no traffic.
Okay, got you, mini, thank you. Any other pre-net check-ins, call now.
KE8QCO, Fred, no traffic.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Got you added to our pre-net list. Any other pre-net check-ins, please call now.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Thank you, Tom. Got you added to the list. Any other pre-net check-ins? Call now.
Okay,
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Got you added to our pre-net list. Any other pre-net check-ins, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City, no traffic, and I'll be in and out.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I've got you checked as in and out. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Any other pre-net check-ins, so please call net control now.
Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Quebec Sierra, Paul in Maine, no traffic.
Okay, thank you, Paul. We've got you added to our list. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening on Echo Link. Standby stations will be doing the official net check-in here in just a few seconds.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly clear. 52 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. So this is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. From our pre-net check-in list, I have KC8YVF Ron, KD8PAZ Mini, KD8QCO Fred, NADUI Tom, KC8VOA Rick, KE8BCQ Dave is in and out, and KC1VQS Paul in Maine. These stations are acknowledged and do not need to check in again. This time I will take check-ins from any stations that are mobile on short time or are in and out. Please call net control now. Once again, do we have any mobile, short time, or in and out stations? If so, please call net control now. Okay, at this time, I will take the check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, and Frankenmuth, no traffic.
This is Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, very good. We've got a good start to our list here. Let me run down what I have so far here, and then we'll do another standby. First off, I have Ron, KC8YVF. I have Mini, KC8PAZ. I have Fred, KC8QCO. Tom, NADUI. Rick, KC8VOA. Dave, KC8PCQ, as in and out. Paul, KC1VQS, Echo Link from Maine. NAKPR Bob and WADW Dave. Is there anyone else that would like to join the list? If so, please call now. All right, with that, we will go ahead and get our net started. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our monthly club meeting last Friday night out at the airport. I had a good turnout there. Thank you for that, and thank you, Ron, for doing a good presentation with the nano DNA and checking the harmonics on people's HD. So great presentation and some hands-on testing there with that. So thank you, Ron, for doing that. Busy day Friday night with the club meeting, and then got up early Saturday, headed up to Cadillac with Ron, KC8YVF, Mini KD8PAZ, Tom NADUI, and met Dave W8DW up there. We had some estates that had been donated to the club that we needed to take up to the swap meet in Cadillac and try and sell, and we did fairly good for the day on Saturday. It was a great day, great turnout, perfect weather for the swap in early May. You couldn't beat the weather for that, so let me take a quick break here. So thanks to everyone that helped out with the Cadillac swap. That turned out very good. So busy weekend. With that, we will go ahead and get the net started. I'll start off, first of all, with our EchoLink station. Paul, KC1, VQS, you're up. Go right ahead, Paul. Thanks for joining us tonight from Maine. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my check-in. I really appreciate that. I didn't expect to be up first, but I really appreciate that. I came across your net and my first time check-in with you, and I'm just exploring everything and just kind of trying to check into as many nets as I can and get acquainted with everybody. And so that's where I'm kind of coming from here in Maine today. We had a great day, 68 degrees, rare for this time of year, but we'll take it, and just enjoying the weather. So I'm going to sit back and listen and just get acquainted with your net and enjoy the evening. So KC1DQS, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Paul. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, the way our net works, we do two rounds, and we always give our EchoLink stations and our mobile and short-time stations priority. So, like I said, we're here every Monday night at 9. We appreciate you checking in, and you're welcome to check in every Monday night with us. And if you want to stick around, we'll have our 73 round here coming up after we get to everybody for our first go-round. So thanks once again, Paul, and stick around. We'll be back around here shortly. All right, from our regular list, we'll start off with Ron, KC8YVF, and Standby Mini. Ron, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Mike, just for your information, your hum is back. So I'm not sure what it is, if there's something in the house. And for those of you who don't know, Mike runs his mobile station with an antenna, magnet mount antenna, that's on top of his refrigerator. So no outdoor antenna, so not that far to go, but sometimes whatever's in his house can cause him some interference. So your hum's back on this one. Anyhow, welcome, Paul. Looked up your information to put it in the log. I'm net manager for this net, and congratulations on being a new ham, essentially. I see back in November you got your tech license and then upgraded to your general in December, so congratulations on that. And, yeah, ham radio is a lot of fun. That's one point of it, as you put in your bio there, that you get communication sometimes where cell phone isn't available. And it's nice having a backup or an alternative means of communications besides that cell phone, or for some of us that still have landlines, it's a great way to meet other people and to get acquainted with the world of communication. So thanks for joining us tonight. A couple of announcements coming up here. For Wednesday is the county and MBS Airport Emergency Exercise. There are seven of us that are participating in that exercise. I did send out an email today to those who were participating. I also had to send in some information to the airport, so those of us that will be out at the airport, I had to submit our names so that we'll have badges for security clearance, since FAA requires anyone on airport property have security clearance to get on the property. So that information was submitted. Mike and Rick, for you guys that are going to be down at the 911 communication center, you will not need parking passes this year. There is open public parking in the lot that's in front of the Sheriff's Department. And Mark also informed us that the lot that's right next to us, the one next to the courthouse, go figure, their meter system is broken, so the arms are up permanently right now, and they're not enforcing anything in that lot. So you can also park in the lot next to 911 for Wednesday as well. So that solves one of the other issues. So put on there, everybody. Well, we'll go to staging first, as we normally would with any type of emergency exercise. And then we'll disperse from there to our locations. Sunday, Fred and I went down to Covenant Hospital to walking through the entrance procedure and where the radio room in the ER at Covenant was. So we did manage to get the computer updated pretty much, and we're ready to go for Wednesday as well. I got to notify Danielle at the hospital that we will need a chair for Fred in that location as well, so she'll have to come up with that for us. So that's what we've got coming up in the 73 round. I'll go over what we've got coming up on Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Ron, you mentioned I had the hum back. It may have been the TV. I turned the TV off. Is this any better?
The hum is still there, but not as prominent, so it might have been the television. So, yeah, it's not as prominent, but it's still a hum on the signal. But, again, with your antenna inside, yeah, anything can happen. But KC8YVF, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Thanks for that information. We'll be back to you here shortly for the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, not on the K8DAC repeater. Before I go to Minnie, I'll take another quick standby here and see if there's anyone else that'd like to join our net. If there is anyone else that'd like to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard, so we will continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Fred. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net. It's good to have Paul in here. I'm glad he checked in with us, and hopefully he comes back on another time. Anyway, not much. I've been sitting here working on my puzzle. I was putting pieces in, and I was looking for these two pieces, couldn't find them, and I shuffled around, figured out had some in the wrong place, so I've gotten that all straightened out. So anyway, probably take me at least another week, maybe a week and a half to finish it. So other than that, I got my lawn mowed today. The guy come and mowed that, so that's all taken care of. This is KD8DAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Yep, I got my lawn mowed this morning also. Decent weather. I think they're predicting rain possibly tomorrow, maybe in the state. So get the lawn mowed before the rain hit. Also, like Ron was mentioning, our MBS airport exercise coming up on Wednesday. Watching the Channel 5 news this evening, Flint Bishop Airport had their exercise today. They had video from the exercise at the Flint Bishop Airport, and it seems like they were doing a little bit more like we used to do at our airport, with the transporting people and more of the more elaborate makeup with the wounded and what have you from their aspect at the Flint Airport exercise. So, but not happening at our exercise on Wednesday. Just kind of the basics on that one. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Tom. Fred, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Hey, good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Getting ready, Ron mentioned, getting ready for the exercise on Wednesday, and then we'll be turning around and doing the Frankenmuth MS Walk on Saturday, so it'll be a busy week for exercises and ham radio activity. So with that, I'm just going to say it back to Ned. This is KEA-QCO. Mike, this is NEEY. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Kind of a nice day today. It was sunny and not real warm, but not real cold either, so it was very pleasant today. It was good to see everybody at the monthly meeting last Friday night, and nice to concur with Mike. Nice presentation from Ron. I had my HTs tested out, and they meet spec, so I'm happy about that. Let me break real quick. Also had a good time at the swap meet in Cadillac. Thanks for the ride, Mike, getting us there safely and back. We sold quite a few things. I got the list here real quick. I'll go over it. We sold the ICOM IC765, and we sold the Drake MS4 power supply speaker and the Alink. Sorry, not the Alink. Last year's Mike. The ICOM IC 2720, some ham sticks, a couple of bags of soldered cables, and a Rig Expert AA35 Zoom antenna analyzer, which came to a total of $570 after I deposited the $200 I withdrew last Thursday or Friday for the change. I deposited back in, and I got $60 for you, Mike, for your rig that you purchased. So I got a grand total of $570. That's what we took in on Saturday. So not too bad, not too shabby. So, that's about it for this end. I'm going to toss it back, and we'll talk some more in the 73 round. Until then, this is NAEY.
Very good. Thanks for going up to Cadillac with us and doing some of the treasure business and taking care of all that. For helping us out with the swap up there. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and stand by Bob. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Hopefully everything's going well here. Mike, you still have a lot of hum and crackling in the background. You may want to make sure your connection for your antenna is tight. And for me, I'm looking forward to the SET, and I've got a lot of little things going on here with getting stuff lined up for the camper and the boat, et cetera, so that's keeping me going. Grandkids are going up again this weekend, so I guess we're babysitting, and that's going to keep us busy. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCAVOA.
All right, very good, Rick. I appreciate you joining us this evening. After I go to Bob at NAKPR here, I'll switch and take it off this power supply and go direct to the battery, see if that eliminates some of the noise. Okay, Bob, NAKPR, direct and stand by AWA.
Breaking up pretty bad there, Mike. Well, good evening, everybody. Got my grass cut today. I was up north, opened up my trailer up in Lupton on East Twin Lake, bringing us to Sage Lake. opened that up, and a couple of my brother-in-laws come up there. They were up there. They opened theirs up, and of course, a bunch of friends. I've basically been up there for like 32 years. So, you know, you people come and go, but, you know, you got the long haulers, you know, the ones that, there's a couple that come up there that, you know, they got into the park the same year I did, what was it, 93, and they're still there, you know, so they're, you know, the people that you know for that long, they're like family, so it's always fun. And, but yeah, I got the grass cut today. I think that's the second time I've cut it this year. It really needed it. And it didn't rain. You know, I waited till the afternoon, and it was relatively dry. But it needed cutting very, very, very much. And what else? I have two HF. I actually have two radio stations set up. Each of them have a HF rig and a 2-meter rig hooked up to them. But my older station, the one with the my first radio I ever bought, first HF rig I ever bought, Kenwood TS-440S, back in '89, March of '89 to be exact, in Toledo Swamp. Stand by. And I bought that then, and I can't remember the power supply that come with the unit. I already paid, like, I can't remember exactly, but it seemed like it was $1,100 or something for this radio way back then. And the power supply was like, yeah, man, I don't know if I can swing that. But anyways, I found a used power supply. It was an Icon PS-15, 15-amp power supply. From Icon, but I don't know if you guys remember the dark green, that really dark green. We used to have an Icon radio. I can't remember if it was set up at the Waterworks or the Red Cross. But anyways, it's that same dark green. So that power supply was from that. And yeah, it started buzzing on me. And the last time I used the radio, somebody said, yeah, you got a bad hum. I says, yeah, okay, it's my power supply. So, I'm not sure what causes the hum in the power supply. I don't know if it's a bad transformer. If that's the case, it's basically unrepairable. Because to get another transformer, I guess they're kind of expensive. At least that's what I've been told. But anyways, maybe somebody can give me some input. Back to net control at AKPI.
All right, no, very good, Bob. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for the information there. Yeah, my lawn mowing was also the second one I did today. And as far as power supplies go, I switched out here, and I am now operating strictly on battery, no power supplies at all. So power supply is off. My old power supply that had been causing noise in the past, actually I sold that one up at Cadillac, so... And Ron, I know the one that you got up there at Cadillac right before we left there, that, I don't know if that was an Elinco or what model, a Meritron, whatever model that was that you got. Hang on to that. If this power supply I got from the estates caused a little bit of noise, I might have to switch out to that one that you got up at Cadillac here Saturday. So, Bob, does that sound any better?
Oh, yeah, Mike, 100% better. 100% better. NAKPR.
Okay, thanks for the report. Well, apparently that's what it is. So, Ron, when we get back around to you, I may be getting that power supply from you after all, because that, like I said, this other one that I got from the estate, it seemed to work okay there for the last couple weeks, but it hadn't been used in quite a while probably, so... maybe fire up or whatever, blew some of the dust out of it. It's causing a hum on there now. All right, continuing on down our list. Next we'll go to Dave, WATW. That will bring us to the bottom of our list. Dave, thanks for all the help you did with getting that estate stuff together and helping out with the pricing and stuff up at Cadillac. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there by Katie at LMH, WATW.
Possibly, Bob, maybe capacitors in that power supply you got, something from the 80s like that. That probably could be the problem, but anyway. And if it's just capacitor, it's probably not too much of a price thing. Okay, real good. Yeah, the swap was good. We had a good time up in Cadillac and come home yesterday. The only bad thing was come home yesterday, we would come back into about a 30-mile-an-hour wind. I'm not sure what it was gusting to, but there was some pretty good gusting also. So it was sort of a fun trip with the trailer on. We had a little sway problem, basically, because going into the wind, and my instant miles per gallon, I know going up, I was getting right around 10 or 11. Coming back, and most of the time I was getting 6 or 7 miles to gallon, but right into that 30-mile-an-hour wind, so that didn't make a difference. So worked around the, I had golf this morning, and then worked around the into the garden shed some today. I'm going to probably, that stuff that you've got left from the swamp is probably going to end up back there. And I think what we'll do is make a list and put it on the website for club members. If there's anything like to buy, we have some excess equipment, we can always do that. Maybe sell within the club, maybe before the swap. Yeah, and the as far as the loop antenna, I may try that out just to see what it works well like. I'm not going to buy it though, I don't want it, but that's it'd be nice to know how that works. Anyway, back to you there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And like I said, thanks for all the help with the Cadillac swap and getting the stuff together and storing the stuff, too, because I know quite a few of us are running out of space in our garage and basement, whatever, to store all of this estate donations that we've been getting. So appreciate that. Thank you. This is KDH-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. Do we have any other check-ins for our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now. So with that, we'll go back to the top of our list. We'll start off again with our Echo Link station. Paul, KC1VQS, you said it was 68 there in Maine today. That's doing a lot better than here. I think we've gotten maybe the low 50s today here when I was out mowing. I want to say it was like 52 or so out there. So you're doing better than we are in Maine for temperature-wise. Thanks again for joining us, Paul. You're up. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Paul, KC1BQS. We had a little interference on the frequency there, I guess. Yeah, we had a great day today, a tremendous rainy weekend, our sixth weekend in a row for rain, but today was wonderful, and so we'll take it. Unfortunately, it was back to work, but my wife and I got to enjoy some time on the deck after we got home and just enjoying the glorious weather. And thank you for all that welcomed me to the net tonight. This is my first check-in. I will definitely check in again, and I've just enjoyed listening to everyone. So 73 to everyone, and have a great night. And KC1BQS back to net and 73.
Yeah, with all the rain you've had on the weekends there, I know they've us. We've been really low on the rain here. There are areas that are showing on the news, the weather, where some areas in the slight drought stage, and some of them I think are even in the more toward Midland area and whatever, the more severe stages of drought for being low on precipitation for what we're supposed to be at for this time of the year. So raining on the weekends is kind of a bad proposition when you're not working and want to get out and do fun things, but we need the rain. So once again, appreciate you checking in with us. We're here every Monday night and look forward to hearing from you again. Thanks again for checking in with us, Paul. All right, we'll start off back at the top of our list with Ron, KC8YVF, and Standby Mini. 73 round Ron, and I'm assuming you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike. Yeah, your signal's popping in and out. I was just looking on HF on the meters on the HF side here. There's a lot of static crashes and things out there around, but there's nothing around us, so it shouldn't be bothering that. But yeah, you're kind of popping in and out in that too. So since you're on battery, it shouldn't be doing that. It's not a power supply, so might be just a interference issue happening tonight as well. Second half here, Saturday is the MS walk in Frankenmuth, is what Fred said. I will be sending out an email to everyone that said they were going to participate. We will have everyone there at 9 a.m. You have to be on site at 10 a.m. For that. Weather at this point looks to be great. It's supposed to be mostly sunny and 74 degrees, which would be really, really good. Hopefully it would help our participation since they did not have one in Midland 2 weeks ago. They're combining it into Frankenmuth, so we've had upwards to 1,500 people in that walk before, so hopefully we will get a good turnout. If it's sunny and a nice warm day, that should happen. So I'm crossing my fingers for that. Same thing for Wednesday. It's supposed to be dry. We're supposed to get rain over tonight and through tomorrow. But Wednesday it's supposed to be dry, not real super warm. I think it's like 64 degrees, but it will be dry since some of you will be at the 911 center, some will be at Fred will be at the hospital. We'll be out in the trailer. We'll be inside, but out on the airport property. So we need a dry day out there as well. As what said earlier, went to the Cadillac Fair on Saturday, swap meet up there. I sold $35 worth of stuff, and then I turned around and bought a $50 power supply. I looked that up, basically. It's the same power supply I'm using here in the shack for my HF rigs. And the new version of that is $480, and the only thing they've really did is added a set of power poles to the front of the radio in addition to the binding poles on the back. But it's the same exact power supply. Sorry, it's the same exact power supply. And it's now listed at $480 for that. And I'm thinking, wow, that's quite a bit. I know I didn't pay anywhere close to that, but this power supply is probably close to 20 years old. So we'll see some of you on Thursday or Wednesday. We'll see some other ones on Saturday. And like I said, this will complete the kind of busy week. Following week, if I look at it, I will be gone to leaving Thursday, or Friday, early Friday morning, down to Dayton. I will be down at the Dayton Hamvention. I got to go back and try and look. I didn't keep my tickets from the first few years, but this is close to my 35th year of attending the Dayton Hamvention, a long time before I became a ham, probably 10 years before I became a ham. I was going down with ham friends to buy computer equipment and drooling over the radios, and then I bought one, and then that finally prompted me to get my license back in 03. So it's been a while, and it's been a fun ride so far. So 73, everyone, have a great week. We'll see some of you, like I said, later in the week here. So stay safe and have a fun week. We'll talk to you again later. This is KC8YVF back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight, 7-3 you also, and we will see you Wednesday morning. All right, next up we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well,
good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. I had a good time listening to everybody on Friday night there, and had a good time Saturday at the swamp there. And thanks for letting me go along and getting us there back there and back home safely. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Well, thanks for going up with us. We appreciate that. And, yeah, you were quite the salesperson there, too. Like I said, right before we even got fully set up that that ICOM radio, you got that one sold for us right off the bat. So appreciate that. Thanks much. And 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Next up, we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and Standby Com. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, everyone, and thanks for doing the net tonight. Sounds like you had a real good sale up there in Canada, so that'll help with our improvement to the recon system there with the net. So that's good news. With that, I'm just going to say 7-3 to everyone, and back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. 7-3 to you also. Thanks for joining us this evening. And we will see you on Wednesday morning also. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, N-8-E-U-I, and Standby Rick. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Not much else. I also purchased as we were walking out, vendor behind us, he had a Astron linear power supply, 12 amp power supply, but very clean, tested out real well. I bought it for $20, and now I got it hooked up now to my 220 rig that I received for Christmas. So I got my 220 power rings on a designated power supply. I got everything else on a 35 amp Astron power supply. So. But it seems to be working pretty good. I haven't been using 220, but it powers up, and there's no noise in the system, it sounds like, so I think we'll be okay. So let me break real quick, and I'll conclude. And let's see what else. Yes, Wednesday, looking forward to Wednesday, and it's supposed to be some nice weather Wednesday, and then Saturday even nicer, warmer, too, so. Somewhere in between, I'm going to cut the grass again and get that all bagged up. It's all greened up now, nice and thick, as much as it can be. There's some areas that I got to rake up a little bit. I'll toss some grass seed in there and kind of rake it in. Hopefully, it'll take root before it gets too warm this summer. So, anyways, I'm going to toss it back to you, Mike. Thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. And we'll catch us all either Wednesday and or Saturday. If not, I'll catch you all next Monday night. So in the meantime, this is Tom, N-8-E-U-I, saying good night.
Great, very good, Tom. 7-3 you also. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And we will see you on Wednesday also. And yeah, you mentioned the artwork and whatever. That's the one thing I still need to do is I'm not loaded up with dandelions, but I got a few coming up here and there, so I need to pick up. I use ortho weed be gone. Maybe it just hooks on the end of your hose with a sprayer, and that usually does a fairly good job. So takes care of the majority of the weeds in the lawn. But it has been growing pretty good. Even we got a little bit of rain there over the weekend, which helped green things up. But so we have had some decent growing with the lawns here. All right, next up we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and Standby Bob. Rick, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, and good evening to everybody in the net. Well, I'm looking forward to Wednesday morning and meeting up with those that are participating in the SET, and unfortunately I won't be around to work the MS Walk this year. Mike, if your caps have gone bad on that power supply, you may want to get them changed sooner than later, especially if they happen to be leaking and you don't want them to eat anything up. So you may want to check that out sooner than later. Other than that, like I said, it's just kind of a busy week. And we'll turn it back over to Net Control 73, everybody. KC8BLA. Back to KD8MMH.
Right, very good, Rick. Thanks for checking in with us this evening, 73DU also. Yeah, I have not even opened up this power supply yet, so I'm going to have to pop the case off of it, see what it looks like in there, and see how much of a job it's going to be to replace those. It shouldn't be too bad. But look forward to seeing you on Wednesday for our airport exercise. So thanks once again for checking in with us. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and stand by Dave, W8DW. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening again, Mike. I kind of wanted to do the airport thing, but I got a dentist appointment in the morning, 10 a.m., so I can't be there. And as far as the MS walk, I have a trip planned. I have a wedding up in Gaylord that I have to go to. So, which I don't know why these kids do this. They live in Saginaw. Why are they having one up in Gaylord? I don't know. And then I got another one in, I think, next month, maybe June. They live here in Saginaw, but they're having it in, by Grand Haven. I can't remember the exact little town it is, Grand Haven. I mean, really? Why? Well, I guess I could say at least it's not in Cancun or who knows where, the Bahamas or something. Well, I just wouldn't have went. Plain and simple, I just wouldn't have went to that. But anyway, destination weddings, I think is what they call them. But, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what they're thinking. The only thing I can tell them is that, well, your gift is not going to be as big because it's going to cost me more money to get there, to stay there. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Mike. And I'll deal with my power supply here. Sounds like you guys got a good deal on some power supplies, so that's cool. I have, I bought a used Astron 50 amp. And a guy went through everything, all the capacitors and all the power transistors, everything. And he even added some meters to it, an amp and a voltage meter. So it looks pretty cool. I saved a lot of money compared to if I would have bought a brand one like that. So anyways, thanks for doing that, Mike. 73's everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Hey, very good, Bob. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 73DU also. Yep, we'll miss you there, especially for the MS walk on Saturday. But you'll have to fill us in, let us know how your wedding went up in Gaylord. I know with all the ice storm and everything they had a month or so ago and all the devastation up there, you'll have to fill us in and let us know what you saw as far as the remnants of the ice storm up there. I know it's got to be quite a big change from seeing some of the pictures of things that went on up there. So keep us posted on that one. All right, that brings us down to Dave, W8DW, and that'll be at the bottom of the list. I'll do one quick standby before we close the net then. Dave, W8DW, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, as far as the Gaylord one, one of the gentlemen that I talked to at the swap, he's a regular on the UPNet. He lives in the Pigeon River Forest, northeast of Gaylord, and he just got his power back, I think last week, about this time last week. And he was saying, I asked him how many trees he had left. He says none. He says they took all his trees on his property down. Oh, he's got his pole sticking up, and it took him and his wife. He lives 0.2 miles off the road. It took him and his wife 3 days to clear the driveway, 2.5 tenths or 2/10 mile driveway out from the trees across the tree tops, because it wasn't the trees itself, the tree tops. And he said there was actually branches that were stuck in the ground, 20 inches into the ground when they came down. So he was lucky, nothing happened. It was his home, and he said he didn't have some holes in his pole barn roof, but that's about it. That's it for me. Thanks for doing the net there this evening. 73 saw K8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 73 to you also, and you have a great week ahead. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net before we close it down? If so, call Net Control now. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Thank you one and all for joining us this evening. 73, stay safe and have a great week ahead. And Ron, KC8YVF, stand by for 1 second while I get the numbers together for our net report here. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 155. 155, routine, Hotel X-Ray Golf, KD8MMH. Chuck of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, May 5th, 2025, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. The total check-ins, figures 10-10. Total time, figures 47-47. Minutes, X-ray, and no more. How copy?
I copy the report, Mike. Thank you very much, and we will see you on Wednesday morning. Did you get the email that I sent out?
Yes, I did. I got the email, and I printed a couple copies of the PDF you sent also.
Okay, yeah, I'll have the packets as well. I'll have a packet for 911, one for the airport, one for Covenant, and then one for me as EC stuff to do. So I will have those available then, too. So, all right, we'll see you on Wednesday morning. KC8YVF clear.
Okay, thanks, Ron. KD8MMH clear.
Good evening, 20. D2 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.